Come near, my friends, while I begin my true and mournful song. I will be very careful now, lest I should speak wrong. I am a poor nail maker, the truth I'll tell to you. I toil and labour all the week, I know it is my due. When Saturday evening comes and I've my money got, I take it very careful home and say this is my lot. My wife, she casts a look at me with a pitiful eye. Is that all she says to me, and heaves a mournful cry? You know there is our coal and glees for the house and the shop fire. Likewise the mending of the tools and the changing of the iron. My hammer and my steady too must be paired if not steeled. My boar and hardy must be done, or I cannot make good nails. Out of repair our bellows are, and mended they must be. And 18 pence for the tree iron, for snouting as you see. The rent, you know, it must be paid, or else the bums will come. And then if payment can't be made, our goods will soon be gone. I have no money for your club, then that's a sad affair. What shall we do when the sickness comes? We can't live on the air. Well, don't be so impatient now, for I have not yet done. The shoemaker, he must be paid, shoes we shall have none. Our clothing has got very bare, over and underneath. Our children want some things to wear, they must not catch their death. There's also butter, sugar, two tea candles, soap and flour. There is no meat or garden stuff in such a house as ours. What is 12 shillings to cut up to pay so many things? 'Twould make a lawyer's head go grey to try and meet such ends. I cannot tell, I wonder why our masters do not see how miserable and wretched too we poor nailers be. Then do not be discouraged, there is no room to doubt. We shall have 20 shillings yet by firmly standing out. So now my poem I conclude, hoping that each will strive, both masters and their workmen, all to gain a heavenly prize.